Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 hey
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. The way it's looking, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it every day, but the way that it's looking is that we used to be on and we used to broadcast 7 days a week, you guys. So I'm just flowing. Shout out to the ancestors. Thank you. Definitely appreciate you. All of you, you know, the ones that we know and the ones that we don't know, you know what I mean? Because I feel the energy presence of a lot of masculine energy right now. But yeah, a lot of the masculine warriors right now. And also, you know, the meek and the kind mothering ancestors, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of warriors are busy right now because there's a lot going on in the shadow. I had no idea of the things that occur in the shadows. Like, I had no idea how raw it is and how many people have truly lost their hearts and truly lost their souls on a level. You know, I compassion you. Let's see if I could play. I don't know. I wanted to do, well, you know what? Let's do this. I'm going to play a song real quick, and I'll be right back, because I did a collective reading for Fire, Aries, you know, so. I don't know. This one is for the ancestors. You know what I mean? Because a lot of ancestors are rooted in. But this song right here helped me through a lot. And it's a Christian song, you guys. I'm learning that, you know, don't discredit everything. Because sometimes, you know, certain messages come through certain things and certain people and certain agendas in order to teach you. But if you cut it off, if you close it off, you'll miss it, you know? So this is a song that inspired me and got me through. And I'll be back, guys, and I'm going to share the collective reading I did with you guys.
Speak victory during the How many people are encouraged tonight?
The energy, y'all. As you guys know, you don't have to. You know,
right,
you're your own person. You
I'm gonna give them a little minute to catch their breath. I'm about to catch mine.
Oh, wait.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right. Speak over yourself.
Speak over yourself. You know. That's a very important lesson that many of us are learning in our now moment. You know, what are we speaking? Are we paying attention to the drama? Are we, you know, the unlearning? You know, again, this shit is levels, you know what I'm saying? So the unlearning when it comes to your own levels is a powerful motherfucking thing. So encourage yourself. Speak life over yourself. You know, when people say, I love you to death, no, I love you to life, you know. Our subconscious thoughts, you know what I'm saying? So here is a collective reading that I did for fire, all right? I wanted to pull for fire. That's Aries, Sagittarius, and Leo, all right? So
here it is. Letting go, thinking before you, the title of your reading, first of all, was acting off of impulse. You know, are we thinking before we act? You know, again, that's why it's important to know how we have made people feel over our course of our lifetime. You know, was it just serving you, or was it serving, you know, everybody as a whole? You know what I'm saying? Now's a good time to think about that stuff. Letting go. You know what I'm saying? Not acting off impulse. Letting go. Letting go of the things that no longer serve you. That could be some of your inner projections that you project onto people, or that, you know, just didn't serve you. You know, this could be your negative thinking that we hold on to. You know, we wake up mad, or we wake up bitching, or we wake up complaining. You know, fire, fire, fire. You know what I'm saying? When does it come to a point to where that fire needs, no, it has to come to a point, or not, as Tisha's would always say, or not. You know, this is your life. You do what you please. Although, now's a good time to know how that serving you. The number 22 is a good number to, I'm going to give you everything, you guys, so you got to do your own research. But, you know, really, this is about your passion. This is about letting go. All right? And this is about compromise. Are you compromising with the people that you love? You know, here's another thing. Choose your words wisely. You know, you have to be into spirituality if you're here, if you're seeing it. You know what I'm saying? So your ability to test it, you are being tested at this time. How will you continue to react off of impulse? Or will you continue to begin to balance your fire? That's my only compassion for the fire signs in this moment, is how you balance your fire state. A difficult problem requires complacency. So in the text that you would test it with, it would probably come contemplation. Will you react the same way? Okay, the universe is testing. So, would you react in the same way to where you always have reacted? And will you? Will you do that continuously to the day? You know what I'm saying? Don't act off impulse. Choose your words carefully and think before you speak. I'm going to guide all of us. You know what I'm saying? How you treat one another as your root chakra. Now's the time we talk about energy work. Now's the time for you to, again, get back to the drawing board and study the group chakra. So go on the internet, Google Esoteric Tips, and study the root chakra, all right? Root chakra has to be in balance or not. The root chakra, this chakra centers upon your core need for survival. You know, being a fire sign, you have a need for survival, security, livelihood, and that's understandable. Is that even a word? That's understandable. Although, without a balanced root chakra, it is impossible to fully balance any of the other chakras. So if your root chakra is off, everything else is going to be off. You know, and guys, I cannot stress to you the urgency for you to sit down and examine what you are projecting with your fire, and is it helpful? Because, see, many of you and many of us are about self. We're about me and mine and self and survival. And, you know, now's the time, the energy is about balance. The energy is about, you know, is your heart light as a feather? Is it really? You know, when you take your third mask off in the world and you go down and get ready for bed and you have to look yourself in the mirror, who are you? Who are you really? So, some things that could help, you know, affirmations. My body is becoming more important to me. I nurture my body constantly. I am taking responsibility for my life. I can cope with any situation that comes my way, no matter how difficult. I recognize the abundance of love, trust, and care surrounding me. Another one. My internal mother is always here for me, protecting, nourishing me, and soothing me. And this could be your universal mother, you know, the energy. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about energy here, All right? I deserve the very best that life has to offer. My needs are always met. These are just affirmations you can write down for yourself and use. All right? I am connected to Mother Earth, Mother Gaia, Daughter Earth, however, and I know the security of being grounded in reality in this moment. You know, your security, but your security on a soul level, not a survival level, but on a soul level. How are you connected with that? How are you reconnecting with that? All right? Daily questions. And my friend, this is a book my friend wrote, the Wana Chakra book. You know what I'm saying? She wrote this book because she knew I was into spirituality. So she wrote this book. I think she wrote it for me because she's a Christian. But she knows that I'm into spirituality, and I use it for my reading, you know? So one of my personal friends wrote this, and I use it in my sessions, you know? So I had to call her. Does your home reflect who you are? If not, how can you change it? What reward have you given yourself today? When is the last time you treated yourself? But when you treated yourself, I always say this, connect with your five-year-old child. Connect how? Childhood healing. Many of us don't want to go back and heal that childhood. Many of us don't eat. It's too scary. And that's understandable. But what reward have you given yourself lately? A gift of affirmation, praise, or a good turn. Have you focused on abundance lately? Or have you focused on lack? Listings representing abundance, family support, money saved. How could you improve? Oh, this is good, Duana. Okay. How could you improve financial security? List weekly expenses. I'm pretty sure many of you always do that because many of you guys are successful, so I'm pretty sure you have a financial thing, spreadsheet, whatever, but that's important. What changes have you made? When is the last time you examined that? When is the last time you went back and redrew that? Have you lost contact with family members or friends? How could you reestablish your relationships with the people that you say you love or love you or however, you know, if there's bad blood in between, you know, you and whoever, you know, how could you rekindle that? But I will say we don't want to beat dead horses, you know, because if situations are pretty much, you know, gone, you know what I'm saying? There's no need to beat a dead horse. But the ones that are savable, if you will, you know, how we approach it through love and compassion, not blame games, not you hurt me, I hurt you, not all of that narcissistic behavior going back and forth, you know. How do you honor your body? Do you address diet, exercise, and relaxation? A lot of you guys are connecting back with your body and doing all that. So this, we can't make this shit up. Feel your spirit. That movement, details, and discernment, you know, feeling your spirit, getting connected with your inner, you know what I'm saying, and just really feeling it. But now this time, not just for your own greater good, but for the greater good of everybody. You know what I'm saying? Just being a good person and not really using our fire to harm, you know, but using our fire to help. Patience. That's the last card. Patience. You got to be patient with yourself or not. But be patient with yourself, all right? So this includes my collective reading for Fire, Aries, Sagittarius, Leo. The Phoenix, you know, study the Phoenix. Who is she? Phoenix, very powerful. She happened with this last Lionsgate portal. You know, shout out and thank you, gratitude for the Leo energy, because Leo energy shook a lot of shit up. It made people get up off their ass. You either gonna shit or get off the, you know. Shout out to the Leo energy. But study the Phoenix, you guys, you know, just impulse. Are you real? Life is only 10% of what happens, yet 90% in how you react to it. If you need to book a reading with me, my link tree will be in the description part. You know what I'm saying? So I think I'm going to upload this on YouTube and for my Facebook friends and everything like that. So, yeah, you're a fire sign. I love you. I appreciate you, respect you, and what it is that, you know, you came here in your passionate mission for Earth. All right, guys. Saruta Oracle 7, I'm out.
All right. So that was your collective reading. I think I did good. I didn't even listen to it. But, yeah, Dr. Delbert Blair is the show today. And he's going to talk about the Cosmic Supreme Being. It was a damn good lecture. Well, it's broken up in like 15 parts. So we'll see if we fit it all in.
Making money last. Learn from your past.
I apologize for the sound, you guys. These are old videos back in 94, this one. So you got to bear with the sound. But the information, if you can weed past the quality of sound, is mind-blowing.
Okay,
it's bad at the same.
It must be being whether that something is good or that something is bad. Swimming is what we call a male man, but we now have a male person or a letter carrier. Instead of the chairman, we have a chairperson. Instead of a congressman, we have a what? Representative or a congressperson. Mankind is now human being, put as an officer of the law, and so on and so forth. It goes so that one gender has not been too disrespected by the other gender. That females supposedly now are equal and therefore have the equal rights which supposedly they had anyway. We have homosexuality and lesbian putting man below his sexual belt, and in fact threatening his very masculinity. We have drugs that are turning man into a weakling. We also have stress that's turning him into a nervous wreck. And poor food intakes, again, turning him into a very unfertile, very unpotent, very frustrated shell of his former self. Finding that man now dies much earlier than woman. That man, again, seems to get diseases faster than woman. But he's more subject to heart attacks, more subject to ulcers and to diabetes, to hair loss, and again, to many of the ravages of old age, which it shows on a man faster than it does now on a woman. So question must finally be raised when man's presidency actually directly survives. Now, outside of that, when you look at the black man, in addition to all of those stresses, now must come the stress of a society which in the main is white male dominated and oppresses the black male at every turn. Go into a long lecture here about male-female relationships and about white man, double man, brown man, and black man relationships, but I want to move past all of that. This may come up down the line as we hopefully meet together in the year, per se, but I want to go back and take a look at the book and the passage from that book and supposedly the dominant creature on earth. And what it was said, but I want to look at it from a metaphysical point of view. I want to kind of tear it apart a little bit sacrilegious if necessary, but still trying to keep the text involved to see if we can look at this thing and reach a different conclusion. So Genesis, the first chapter, 26 verse, God is made to say, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over, and it goes on to say the various creatures that cry and crawl and so on again like this. In Genesis, the 26th verse, it says again, so God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him, male and female. Wow, what do we have here? We have a God creating a male and a female at the same time and calling them mutually man. Later, a Lord God created another man and called him Adam. That's where the trouble really begins to start, and what the modern theologists and preferably the theosophists are calling the second creation, or the second Adam, or what I like to colloquially call Adam 2. The word for Adam means red clay, when literally translated. Shows that Adamic man was formed physically from earth-bound ingredients and was somewhat red in appearance. The Hebrew word Yahweh was interpreted by these scholars as Lord God. Taken from what is called the Tetragrammaton YHWH or YHWH. The word Jehovah is interpreted again as God, and Jehovah or Jehovah simply meant past, present, and future. This was done by what they call the scholars who were known as the Masoretes, or the writers, scribes again. These were supposedly, as we understand now, Hebrew scholars. Scribes interpreting what is called Oriental philosophy, or which was called now the chosen or chosen people, which were there and for to come. So this was like a study guide for these so-called chosen by the scribes which were before them. Israelites wrote what was called the Masoretic text of that chapter in that book, literally. So the universe being created self-contained, parthenogenic person, hopefully of higher consciousness that God created that was called man. Parthenogenic simply means dual sex, able to reproduce self without the aid of sperm and egg. It means a self-contained individual, which obviously was either a very higher vibrating person at this time, or much we might say parthenogenic things were being placed on earth at that time, which we don't find now. How many have ever heard of the Parthenon? Called the Parthenon. The Parthenon in Greece is said to have been built by the Greeks. I doubt it very seriously. And it deals with what we would now call, again, a place where Parthenon and parthenogenesis was practiced. Go there at certain times of the year. They would have certain foods and fastings that they went through. They would avoid moonlight for a while or sunlight for a while, depending again on who was there and who was going to be placed at or in the Parthenon. to be this creation by God, and then the second creation by the Lord God, have the ability to reproduce itself as a God possibly should. This was changed. This was this fallen person now no longer could do this, and was polarized, making the divine principle of life separate in two distinct bodies, which under parts of the Genesis, it has been one body containing both sexual attributes. Now these two separations were called male and female, and the new and lesser creature was now called human, now called human. I now quote again, going back to the biblical scholars, in Genesis 1st and 2nd chapter, and it came to pass, means obviously after some time had passed, when man began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and he took of them wives, all which they chose, and there was born to them mighty men, and there were giants in the earth. Now what do we have here? If there's any logic that can be made out of those phrases in the Bible, obviously a primordial race of people, mainly man, born of God, came in unto men who had produced offspring that were not like them, and since the sons of God had no women with them, had left their women for home and no women were amongst them, they then went amongst these people that were called created humans, took the women, made love to the women, and they were born to them something that was part man and something that was part God. You would. It was a different type of an offspring. Since, again, these earth women were different from the sons of God that came in unto them, many of them, in bearing these children, suffered mightily and also wondered at what kind of creation was now coming out of their womb. It was interesting that seemingly the first production here, and we'll get more into that tomorrow afternoon, were all females. And later on, some males were born, and because they were, shall we say, scarce, they actually had to fight their way into the earth, and they had to fight hard to repropagate their kind. They even had to result to what was called circumcision. Not making sense yet? It will. It is now found that a male has reproductive organs called phallus or penis, prostate, testes, and scrotum. The female has reproductive organs called clitoris and ovaries, uterus, and womb. And sometimes it's been referred to as womb man. We find that the female fallopian tubes, will be named after a guy named Fallopius in 1523, resembles very closely the male vas deferens. And the male prostate gland resembles very much an atrophied or shrunken female womb or uterus. Every male has the rudimentary mammary glands of the female and at times can actually produce milk, and if necessary, as some of the African tribes are shown to, can even suckle a child, per se. We also find that the what is called bulbo urethra glands, for any of you doing it in the pre-med or looking up again, per se, if you're nurses or doctors again, that those glands of the male are equal to the largest so-called vestibular gland in woman herself. When we look even further, we begin to see some really way out but interesting things which show that at one time there might have been a throwback here, that everything was not cut and dry as the sexes are now. Everybody didn't look alike. And something also went on this planet that they've tried to hide or seemingly have tried to mix people up in thinking that everybody is the same and the big difference between male and female is great. It may not be as great as we think. We understand that the prostate gland is something that the male has that the female male does not have. I looked up the word prostate, and I found it means literally to stand in front of. To stand in front of, prostate. When I look up the word prostrate, which many people kind of confuse the two, it means to lie flat with the head down. You prostrate yourself on the ground, a hemiplex. It has nothing to do with prostate, which means, again, to stand in front of, or something that stands in front of something. We find that the prostate seems to stand in front of the male urethra duct and gland, which is in front of the bladder, and most men have some kind of prostate trouble sometime in their life, usually after 40, some of them before, especially if they're alcoholics or heavily into drugs. The question is, why? And what does this have to do with the separation, supposedly, of the sexes? And what am I still driving at? Stay with me. It's going to get even more interesting. We find now that in some cases of giganticism and dwarfism, the female clitoris resembles very much the male what? Penis. If you've seen some of these pictures of anomalies, we see the picture supposedly of the freaks of Earth, per se. We find again that the glands are so close together, the organs are so close together, that they almost double in their function. We also know, too, that some men have a large foreskin over their phallic symbols, or penises again, that has to be cut back by medical doctors, or as in Africa, amongst the Ndombes, again, amongst the Hausa people, some of these Fulani, it is actually done as a ritual of life by groups of males before the child reaches puberty, which is a very hard thing, and near birth if possible. I'm suggesting to you that the reason why this foreskin grows so much and the reason why these old Hebrews went through such trouble to give circumcision was because at one time on earth, since the males had a very hard time making it into life as males, as we'll find out, all original zygotes are females and have to change to males or there would be no males on earth. We find that this is simply, again, the covering, like it would be over the clitoris, that has produced itself in males itself, and especially some time ago, it had to constantly be cut back, or it would cease to grow and try to cover the penis. It would begin to grow to such an extent that it seemed, again, like a deformity. It shows, again, that nature actually fought against man's entrance on earth, and his reproduction was almost nil. All he could do would be to find, and he was one of the ones who was successful in coming into life. He tried to maintain his own sexuality through a lot of difficulty. A whole rite had to be performed to continue to circumcise those males that were strong enough to make entrance to the earth plane. We also find that the rib cage of man and female is different. We find again that the rib cage, of course, encases the lungs, and that the lungs, usually in a male, are larger than those of a female. The lungs do this one thing in the main. They exchange oxygen and give up carbon dioxide, all of the different poisons in the body, and allow the body to breathe. By the capacity of the lungs and the quality of the oxygen being osmosed into the blood, you have the individual growing either stronger or weaker, more psychic or less psychic. So the lungs have a large part to do with the quality of life and the kind of energy that flows through the male or the female. Since this is a man lecture, we're going to say simply this. The energy that is exchanged from the blood that gives us life, which we call oxygen, at one time was very, very strong. The energy was such that the brain cells actually almost vibrated with the kind of pure oxygen that was on earth. And it was coming into man himself. Then, as earth became more polluted, and as the energy fields of earth began to get less vibrant, the oxygen capacity and the energy in the oxygen also depleted, and man lost the power to do a lot of things simply that he could do before. The energy simply was not there. The energy was not in the corpuscles of the red blood cells. The energy was not in the oxygen, and the oxygen began to be weaker. therefore man begin to be weaker as a consequence. Most men who are from the sons of God, that paraphrase in the Bible, have a very interesting gland that science does not talk about, that the physiologists do not talk about. Some men have discovered it, others have not. Some scientists have taught man to use this gland, but very few Western scientists even deal with it anymore. Some of you may already know. Some of you may not know, and some of you may learn something a little bit different tonight. If the men in the audience that I see here, without hurting yourself, will simply take the top or the tip of your tongue and try to put it up near the roof of your mouth. Now, the females can do it too, but you're not going to find there what the men will find there. We'll find, first of all, a very ticklish little area. It's a little mass with little ridges that's very sensitive. And then a pithy area near the back of the mouth. Now, some of you will notice that that pithy area can do strange things. If you eat too fast, you get a pea or a corn or something like that, it can actually come up through that pithy area and wind up coming up out of your nose or actually stop up your windpipe. How many of you ever found things that go the wrong way? Oh, come on. I know some of you, everybody's gone through that one. All right, be honest with me here. It's a small group. Come on. Now, that means that there is a connecting passage where it's there. And it can either go down, and hopefully the esophagus closes as it goes down the trachea, per se, again, it goes down to the digestive system. But every once in a while, it goes the wrong way, and we can see that there's another interconnecting passage there. Well, just ahead of that pithy center, you will find a little mound or a ridge. And right up underneath it, there is a little crevice or opening or hole in the roof of your mouth. Now take your time and kind of explore it. First, you get to the little ticklish area, the mantle. But between that area and that, you see a little mound, and you may feel a little depression. In some cases, it's never been used. It's pretty almost completely closed, and others are still kind of open. It's a man now. If there's a female, you're blessed or you're cursed. I don't know which. You don't have that. Now, with the men, how many have found that little mound, or how many already knew it was there in the first place? Let me just see your hand. There's one person, two, three, four. How many of you can find the little depression or maybe even an open hole that's there? Can't see for this big light on me here. Okay, no one at all. One person. Two people. Well, have some fun with your own body this evening. When you go home, check that out, that little mound. Underneath, check and see the little opening or depression that's there, and understand that all men on earth do not have that. Some men on earth do have it. Very few, if any, women have it at all. It is one of the things that marks the separation of the sexes. And a lot of double talk has been made about that hill, that mount, that depression, and that tunnel that leads up into the skull directly from the mouth. This is why many sons of God who take in a lot of cow products and mucus-making products wonder why in the world they suffer so greatly while others eat all kind of cow products and don't. That is one of the reasons that your doctors and scientists do not tell you. Because if enough things get in that passageway, it will begin to hurt. It will also begin to stop you up, and you'll get one of the biggest head colds you've ever seen in your life. It's not coming from just mucus that's taken into the system. It's coming from that little drainage that goes down that passageway, especially from the sons of God. That passageway was to be kept open. And a lot of instructions have gone about, a lot of edifices, a lot of buildings, and huge monuments have been built to that one miracle that was left as a sign for the sons of God so they would know who they were and also know what they should do to ascend. Many of the Oriental masters who took the ancient teachings understood this and worked with it in various forms of Chinese, Japanese, and Oriental arts. Many of the Africans, again, also with the Zulu and with the, again, the Hausa people, and against, of course, the famous Yoruba people. The Yoruba also knew and taught of this science. What that particular thing is reflected very much in what is called the Great Pyramid. The pyramid it is on the plateau there, which we falsely call the Sahara Desert. That was not the desert it was built on. Now that Lexus, I explained why that does make a big difference. There's a very interesting piece of land that now has been surrounded by the Sahara, and now they consider it having been the Sahara. It was not. It was a very key piece of land there, which some of these ancient people, these Lord gods, if you would, chose to build a huge city. And on top, one of the highest parts of the city was what we now call the Great Pyramid of Giza, who, again, Western man teaches you is Cheops, but we know was actually supposed to be Hu's temple. Khufu, right? If you will take a look at what is called the King's Chamber in the Great Pyramid, and those four slabs of stone that rise above the King's Chamber, I don't have a blackboard, but in a parapet like, four actually slabs, and then above it is a whole little room-like built. They state that this is where the body of the king was to be placed upon his death, and that's why they built the pyramids. I state to you concretely, the pyramids were never built as an entombment for anybody. It definitely wasn't built for Khufu, and certainly was not built for Cheops. Had nothing to do with any of that, but as a people degenerate and ignorant, do not understand what they see, they make up fallacies, and since the books are read as textbooks by us, we fall victim to the same lies and misinterpretations through ignorance. That pyramid structure was to resemble the skull of the sons of God, and to teach them that once they could understand this, they could then rise to the idea of the other edifice they put out in front of it, which runs 240 feet, weighs something like 600 million tons, and is carved out of a solid piece of granite called the Sphinx. Mark my words, you're going to hear more and more talk about the Sphinx this year and through 96 than you ever had. And by 95 and 96, I'm going to start hearing.
Hey, good morning. Can I start here?
Mm-hmm.
You got a broken window here, right?
Right.
I'm here to fix it for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry to disturb you.
No, it's okay.
Upstairs?
They said, yeah, upstairs, dining room. Yeah, they said that you were going to come someday, but they didn't tell me when.
Okay. If they gave you a little bit, but I'm confused.
It was never built as a tomb, but when those rightful users of the tomb fell in ignorance into necromancy or death-like knells, lost in consciousness, and the planetary vibrations also shrunk, then all that was an entombment. The soul of man was lost in the skull of an animal, for he could not awaken and quicken to the vibrations that came from his bloodline and was no more than the dumb beast of earth, who some people were told to subdue. Not all people were told to subdue. To make this even more simple, or to get even more complex, we have collectively on Earth what we call five races of man. There are not five races of man. We have collectively on Earth seven continents by which this man may exist. There are not seven continents on Earth. And we have collectively, again, the colors black, brown, yellow, white, and pink by which the races of man are colored. There were also green, blue, and red men on Earth, and we've forgotten about that. The only one we hear referred to as a red man now is so-called Native American, which we call misnomered the Indian. Our planet has come under a period of ignorance, dumbness, and lowered vibration, and that time is now the move. It is past. There is no reason for ignorance, dumbness, or lowered vibration if you want. And if you happen to be of the sons of the God and you don't respond to it, you will soon be dead. Isn't that a big threat? I'm not making the threat. I'm interpreting new and future knowledge. As a metaphysician is supposed to, you have to find out whether you can agree with it or not. There is no truth until you decide what truth is, and each person should find that truth out for his or herself. You, man, by which if you look in the encyclopedias and dictionary, it says we're all human beings. That's a lie. We are not all human beings. Human is animal man. Hugh was a god Hugh, which was the lower plane, again, under the old teaching of the ancient Sudanese and Nubian people, and later on the so-called Egyptian people, who was a mixed race. We're going to find out just how mixed in a minute. Human did not come from God, or what we call the Creator, but from lords, or which we now call the Lord God and animals. We were a creation by scientists who we now refer to as Lord Gods. And they made human by engrafting and changing the animal life at different times as they found it on this planet and from other planets and dropped them off here. God-man, this is the key, the one that had the key to the Sphinx and the pyramid, were from the sons of gods, or which we now refer to as the angels. And they were a cross between mankind and the sons of gods, or the angels. Understand this. In fundamentalist teachings, angels are those spirits who represent the Most High and who fly around with wings and live, whether it's in Herod or some of the lower heavens, and do the biddings of God himself. That is a fundamentalist interpretation. I do not decry a religion. I do not argue religion. I say that is only one interpretation of an angel. The other is those who mastered the angles, those who could bend light rays, those who understood the four pillars of the sacred sign of the swastika, which was not called the swastika, but a whole different name. But mastered those who understood the four rays of consciousness necessary to exist on the fourth dimension, which Earth was supposed to have been into millions of years ago, but got held back by humans. Now, as humans, who are we going to begin to die out, and the sons of God must come to the fore so the angels can return. That awakened person is the one that will now go through changes like you have not seen as he attempts to throw off the dross, the animal, and come into his own consciousness. Mankind came from the lords of different planets and was soulless and could not reproduce. I repeat for three. Human, animal man, made from animal species both on this planet and other planets. God man, the sons of God, and also sometimes interpreting with mankind, a made person again by Lord gods on other planets. And mankind, again, by strictly the lords of other planets in this one. Obviously, you can begin to see what I'm inferring. This has nothing to do with the Creator, the prime causation, the cosmic universal Mogoi. This has to do with people who evolve up the ladder, and because of their knowledge of genetics, their knowledge of geography, their knowledge of astrology, the knowledge of astrophysics, when they come to a planet, you treat them like God. All of the series that you see now, Babylon 5, Deep Space Nine, and all the rest of it, are trying to show you what really may exist in this system and another system to let you come into what is now called the planetary brotherhood. To awaken from the idea that you are a lone important species, you are not. But now the Earth is becoming an important place, as we will find out for numbers of reasons over this weekend, as we get deeper even tomorrow than we're going to go tonight. This is to awaken those who are not soulless, but have deep spiritual souls. One of the things that black people have found consistently is that in the face of adversity, they sing. In the face of adversity, they can laugh. in the face of adversity, they come together as a unit. And one thing seems to bother them. They know that they're supposed to worship something. They know that they're supposed to be spiritual entities, but they're not finding the results sometimes strong enough. They have found that in following religions fervently enough, really getting on fire with it, miracles do happen. But down deep, they're not satisfied because they still feel that there ought to be a shortcut. And they know that something's there, but it's not quite right, and daggone it, it frustrates me no end. How many of you have actually felt like that? No, I haven't. You haven't. Most of you do. That's why the church is now, the people are going to the strongest word, the best choir,
right. Yeah.
And the best place where they can also make money and be good mates. And they're falling away from little churches and just can't make it anymore. Fundamentally, separating from the advanced spiritual person. Again, I say this. Don't say I came here and talked about the churches and put them down. I'm not. That each person will go to any church they choose. If it's their choosing, they will be responsible for their own souls if they have one. I'm saying that there's a difference between a spiritual person and a religious person. A spiritual person does not need a church where the home and temple of God that they find their souls in is the church, and how they keep clean, how they keep it out of ignorance, and what they do with it shows their manifestation of the God's life. Others, they need a religious fervor and constantly reminded because they do not have quite the soul that is arisen to the point where they can again manifest the Creator within them. So they constantly have to remind themselves as they're heard come together to give themselves the strength to carry on. That is changing. That's why you're going to find the church being attacked like never before and leaders in false churches falling like never before, and that's why the Falwells and all the rest of it, and you find them like little animals attacking each other, each one pulling each other down and the congregation suffering from it. Because man must learn he does not have to go to a church. He is the church. The temple of the living God is not just a little thing that is said. The skull that you have, when properly understood, is a temple. It is so potential power and glandular interest there that the best way that the ancients could show it was to build a pyramid and say that that is the skull of man, and then show him the difference between Sphinx and the others that walk the life. Why is it Sphinx that when the Pope and the Grenadiers came out unto the Giza Plateau and they saw the Sphinx looking negroid in all of its glory, they went crazy and blew the nose off by sending 19 shot rounds into the nose and then coming back and climbing it and pickaxing out the nose, and now they act like they don't know what the Sphinx used to look like. Why they don't, I don't know. They drew pictures of it, and they saw what it looked like. It was a negroid-looking person looking outward, eastward. And it showed again that in front of this big pyramid, they put this skull and this animal. Three of the secrets of this pyramid, and there are eight. I'm sorry, there are seven secrets of the pyramid. Three of them is that the head of the man on the Sphinx and the body of the animal simply shows that, if you notice, there's wings on the Sphinx, there's scales on the Sphinx, there was a tail on the Sphinx, there were claws and hooves. It shows that everything that moved, crawled, or flew on Earth was subjugated or was dominated by the chief creature of Earth, the Son of God, the man's head. But everything on that man's body of the Sphinx needs those other things to survive, until which time its consciousness rises enough and can outgrow them. It can eat fish. It can eat anything that moves and crawls, snails and everything else. It can breathe in air and live very well on that air, if you would. I appreciate that very much. And live on that air, if you would. It can do more things by adapting under different vibrations. It can consume everything on Earth and live on it, even to the herbs and the berries, if it goes up that far. Once this is understood, then you understand again that it was that the animal portion of man was located in what is called the primal urge, the lower chakra, the animal brain, which is located just below the navel and connected to one of the units of the spine. Now, what am I talking about, the animal brain? You've only got one brain. It's got a different load. There's two hemispheres, and we all have studied it. That's not the only brain you have at all. What they say is wherever you have neurons, you have the capability of thinking and relaying energy. Neuron centers in the brain are connected to what they call glia cells. Glia cells are connected to what they call axons. Axons are connected to dendrites, and dendrite stems are like conjunction boxes, or what they want to call the junction boxes for electricity. They run from one neuron center to the other. All that simply means is you have a place like a computer that can think and process thoughts. Then it has a coaxial cable that gives the computer, depending on what kind of energy comes through there, the computer generates more energy. The neuron center can generate more thoughts. Then, based on how many programs you have in that neuron center, how many programs you have for that computer, the computer can be smarter or dumber. And then once it kicks in, it's joined, just like with a cable, to other computers or other neuron centers. So the whole key is this. The neuron, wherever it is found, is capable of generating or processing thought. That's all you have to know. And if you doubt me, go look up in your physiology books tonight, come out tomorrow, and we'll talk about it. If you understand and agree with me, let us move on. Anywhere you have a neuron that is linked to other neurons or to the spine or to nerve centers, that means that neuron can function. What is a neuron supposed to do? Generate and process thoughts coming and going. You have a collection of neurons up and down your spine and in certain pockets throughout the body, one of which, of course, is called the solar plexus. And just a little bit below it, above the spleen and above the navel, you will have a neuron center. That, I claim, is your animal brain location. That is why in the Oriental philosophy, in the Yoruba philosophy, even amongst the ancient Zulus, concentration upon the solar plexus with energies coming in either from the moon or the sun will turn a person more like into an animal than before. You can act like an animal and still be human because you are an animal person. Most of your ideas of survival, hunger, fear, fighting come generated from that selection of neurons at the solar plexus. They do not come from that up here in the skull. In fact, you will find when you get really uptight, what does it say? My stomach got in knots. I couldn't talk. I just felt pain here, and I was all uptight. That is your animal brain talking, taking over, to fight or flight, to fear or love, to hate or to detest. These are all animal passions, and that's why they call them. These are the emotional hubs. They say that we use less than 1% of our brain. I sometimes even question that amount. The reason why we don't is because we are usually ruled by the animal body and animal brain, which has got so used to dominating man that now man is more animal in many cases than, what can I say, some of the animals. Some of the animals will not kill in the way man will now kill or human will kill. Animals in general will fight to a point where one gives up, turns belly up, and the animal growls, postures, and walks away. Man will blow you away. Human will blow you away now for no reason at all. We have become more animals, and therefore those sections of our neuron centers work better than the one up here. So much here, this thing up here has nothing to do with getting rusty. It gets a lot of mucus around it. It's in burnout. It won't fire correctly. You begin to really try to use it to get a headache. Use even more, you begin to get boils and breakouts because the energy has to drive out the pus and stuff that is coagulating machinery. We don't use it. And there's been a lot of interest to stop us from using it, especially those of the sons of God and their offspring. Why? Because mankind and human was taught by mankind that it's never the sons of God would awaken to the power of using the upper brain power, they become so devastating, so frighteningly auspicious that everything on earth would tremble at the power of the Satan God and giant power sleep. that's why they've never told you the proper use of the brain, and it will tell you again also that the pineal gland is an atrophied, non-usable tissue and organ that used to function but now has no bearing. That's another one of the biggest lies ever told. The pineal gland generates melanin and melatonin. It works best between the hours of 11 at night and 2 in the morning, when most of you should be asleep or in total darkness. It does not like light during the time it is regenerating. And that is also when most of the sons of God will find that 3 days out of the month, or either in the evening or daytime, you have to find out when you are a solar being or a moon frequency being. I know you don't know what I mean yet. Keep coming and we'll talk. That means at that time, the hole at the roof of your mouth will begin to let out air. It will begin to generate a little bubbling sound. Some of us have not even understood when this happens. It usually has a pattern, and as you become more and more conscious of it, new things increase it, it will open up more and more. How many of you, now don't worry about it, stay with me, I'd like to see again the consciousness here. Men, because they say, women, you don't have this privilege or this curse, whichever, your day is tomorrow. Men have found that sometimes they seem to feel air or bubbling at the roof of their mouth in the area I just had you to try and trace with your tongue. How many of you have noticed it sometimes acted, but you never knew when it was? There's 2, 3, 4, some of you are thinking about it. And you all said, boy, what was that? Kind of a little bubbling sound. Sometimes it might even go on for 30 seconds, which is very frightening. You say, what the heck was that? That is our king's chamber and the grand gallery leading to that, right here, left, leading to that passageway, trying to again work, trying to energize itself. Something you did kicked it in a little bit. I state through meditation, I state through honoring the pineal gland by sleeping during those hours. You don't even have to sleep much past that if you can get good sleep during that time. It will increase the degree and vibration of the melatonin that you have in your body, increase your psychic power, so-called, your sense of ESP, and your health will increase. Once more, as when the sons of God came here and committed the atrocity that lowered the potential of man, and yet it was a blessing because it gave a seed and a spark to mankind that he could never have had otherwise, so it was both a curse and a benefit. When they came here, our planet was surrounded by an magnetic field. That magnetic field cloaked out gamma rays and other what they call cosmic rays from coming into our planet and disrupting the life progression that was on the surface of our planet. The same Lord God then came and set up an electrical field inside that magnetic field, causing everything to slow down. Now they refer to it as Earth's electromagnetic field, or simply the Van Allen radiation belt. It is full of negative radiation, just like an atomic bomb or Chernobyl was full of negative radiation, which is harmful to raising consciousness, to getting in the higher vibrations once more into our Earth. It was put up there as a frequency barrier by purpose by Lord God, who for a time sought to dominate this planet and tried to misuse again the seed of the angels who committed adultery here, but also have given a soul a chance to migrate and progress here in a form that normally was not used. Let me simply break it down by saying this. For close to 5 million years, the sons of God have degenerated on this planet. Their souls have come and gone in bodies, never opening up to what and who they really were, only from time to time getting a little light into what they potentially were supposed to be. Once they were not able to call on directly the universal cosmic creator, they had to then accept false gods and false teachings by mankind, who was put upon the earth later on by others to keep the Son of God in control. From greatness and grandeur, having the bloodline of the angels, they also had the higher frequency body potential of the angels. but now was locked in an animal body and could only escape between the hours of 11 and 2 in the morning when the pineal gland could kick in and they could come out of these false bodies and become what they really were. That's why people who dream in black and white are on the verge of ascending. People who dream in color and remember the dreams that have dreams that come in threes are prophets. And as it moves up again, you can begin to awaken and come outside of your body, look down upon your body, and see that you are more than the body because you never were human. You were simply encased in human and locked in by the frequency barrier, and you didn't know who you were. Trapped on a planet who you didn't even come from, or only here for a lesson, the lesson has got to go on and on and on infinitum. Well, even the planet is getting tired of that now and is changing the frequency. What we are about the business now is awakening. As you watch the stars, you will see, and if some of you are very much into celestial mechanics, into astrology or astronomy, you will find that the constellations are not in the proximity that they were even back in 1975. They have been displaced. You will find that due to what is called the progression of the equinoxes, even the signs by which you think you were born under no longer are the signs that rule you. They are not your natal ruling sign because they have now changed 30 degrees. Time and frequencies are speeding up. Some of you should have noticed that the days are flying by. The time seems to just slip by. That's for you who are matching vibrations. You become quickened, sometimes agitated, sometimes searching for what you don't even know you're searching for, but you know something is changing, while other soulless creatures say time is still the same. It is not the same. Time is frequencying upward. It's speeding up. You must also speed up, and to do so, you must awaken those glands that can cause your body to keep up with your soul. And it means you will be mutating. Don't become frightened of mutation. Sometimes if everybody mutates, nobody notices. The first mutation will be of the soul progression, and your neuron centers will begin to clean up their act. That's why head cold will be the rule. That's why asthma will be the rule. Asthmatic conditions will be the rule as you try to clean off the mucus and burn it up. The more you use your brain, the faster it will be burned up, and the more you get the headaches, and the headaches will go away because you'll finally begin to frequency like you're supposed to. For those who can't, they will get sick of head diseases and die. For those who can't and are in the body, they'll get sick. They'll get attacked by body diseases and die. This ease only means one thing, imbalance, out of order. To hold a charge and not be able to use that charge will cause that charge to burn up the wires, to burn up the connections. This is why you're moved now to do things probably you hadn't wanted to do before, certain health foods, certain health drinks, herbals. You all wanted to go into the marijuana and stuff before because you know there was something that you could activate. And so rather than do it the hard way, you say, I'm going to just trip out real quick. Not understanding that in a lowered frequency when you do that, you run into lower vibrations, which also are called to a planet with that, and into all kind of trouble, losing your mortal soul. We've all talked about that, but we didn't understand what we were saying. But to a clear head, through the use of consciousness-raising drugs, I'm not talking about now the street drugs. I'm not talking about barbiturals and M-drugs and all this kind of thing. I'm talking about the wuxi and the foties and the ginseng and the things that can tremendously raise your vibration rate. The pineal gland then begins to activate and not die up and dry up. It activates. One of the reasons why prostate trouble is on the increase in most males is because the prostate gland, which was simply part of the almost dried-up womb of the ancient woman part of man, must reflect from the pineal and the orchid gland to come into full bloom to produce the kind of seed that can bring forth the God. That's why I'm going to die calling the children lecture at the end of this one tonight. We always think of children as only coming through a woman. The seed of man activates the woman, and therefore that seed must be strong to call forth the right kind of soul at this time. As this prostate gland dries up because it cannot get reflected energy from the orchid gland, how many even know, and I don't say this, you do, because I call it and ask you where it is, where the orchid gland is. If someone does, please share it. Do you know where the orchid gland actually is? How many of you have even heard of the orchid gland as being part of the male glandular system? And they don't want you to know. That is like a little sun right near the prostate. It reflects energy from the pineal gland by way of the spinal cord and then flashes. And as it flashes, it increases the seminal fluid energy, which then can house a new type of a sperm cell, which then, when that sperm cell is released or when it is built up, activates a higher gland of mass. But it must reflect the light from the pineal. In most cases, the pineal was already at the feed on its way out. For a soulless mankind, it profits now the knell of the death bell. For it means that if our planet can take in new energy, and if the electromagnetic field or frequency barrier can be altered so that higher frequencies can come in, and that pineal gland kicks in, then you will be once again in tune with your planet. And mankind, having no soul, having only the ability to report to the Lord God Master, will go crazy and begin to dysfunction and do crazy things. Human, who is part of both, will begin to question and try to follow his higher source, and the whole thing will lead to tremendous wars or tremendous conflagrations. The war will last no time if the sons of God can awaken to who they are. Because once they get in tune with the planetary head, the planet will do whatever they as a unit ask for. That is what some of the Yoruba people understood, what the magicians understand, and in a small way try once more to get in frequency with the slower heavens just above where they live or on their continent, or the elemental kingdom can obey. It was meant that the sons of God, being of the seed of angels, didn't have to even do that. They could summon. They could call forth, they could put aside. But before any of that could be done, they had to first come into the consciousness and frequency of who they were. Again, I kind of repeat what I said when I was here before. This summer, you will hear, and starting this summer, probably for the next 3 years, about the sunspot activity being on the increase. You begin to hear more again about solar activity, prominences, all types of energy from the sun that will be very harmful. You'll hear about ultraviolet light burning tissue and melanomas and carcinomas affecting the blood and the skin of people on Earth. For the sons of God who have an active pineal, that will be a day of blessing, for it will not affect you. You will not be burned. You will simply darken, and the melanin growing, it's almost like a vicious cycle to make you more and more powerful. As they get cancers of the skin and glands, you will get glands beginning to awaken and throwing out the frequencies that are not good and reconnecting the DNA molecules that were separated. For at one time we had 12 strands of DNA, now we have 2. How could we function as an advanced God or being when we don't even have the right hookup? We can't go to 220. We've got to stay at 110, 120. That will activate the glands to begin to work on the molecules of the cells, and the cell's DNA will begin to unite. What they call junk DNA is not junk DNA. It is where it all got blasted apart, and now, like an amoeba, it will be coming together again, and each cell in your body blueprint will begin to vibrate faster as you become once what you were, the true sons of the God. For man to be man at this time, man must understand his feminine counterpart that is within him, his animal counterpart that is within him, the angel and God counterpart who is within him, and his own soul blueprint, which is him. That's why you'll find people undergoing hypnosis, past life recall, flashbacks of things that intuitively that they didn't know happened, but they'll begin to see their past lives come forth. people that they meet that they'll be drawn to and they don't know why, places that they'll go and they'll go to and they don't know why, but each time you'll find that there's a benefit that comes when you follow that mind, because it will be something of an experience that will help you reawaken you. You must remember who you were. You must work with the DNAs in order for the DNAs to begin to entwine together. We speak of the tetragrammaton, which, of course, Jewish people cannot affirm. They will not say the name Yahweh. They will not say Yahweh. They will not say any of those things because they were not the chosen for this entity. They were usurpers and interpreters of the books of magic without the soul to contend with them. But the soulless ones and the soul ones were both asleep. Now when we understand that...
Hey guys, Toby Mathis here, and question I get all the time is, how do I make my personal assets invisible? Well, first off, can you even do that? And the answer is yes, you absolutely...
As pineal land prices more and more, as the pyramid begins to also begin to give off sound, and the speech begins to vibrate, that is only a sign that the sons of God are calling forth their fathers, and the angels are now being summoned to return. When they come back, the sky will be full of spaceships. Some are already there and seen by those who can see in that frequency, others never see them. When that happens, all granite formations in, on, and around our Earth will begin to give off sounds and vibrations, will be a sign. But that will increase mighty earthquake and volcanic activity. It has to be that way. And if you happen to live on a fault line, you best move. If you hold back further the retardation of this planet, you are not serving the planet, and the planet cannot serve you. You'll always be told, once you're a psychic, when to move on and what to avoid. And the more you come in tune with the lines of force coming into our planet, the more will be your radio that is built in that will operate, and you will just know what to do or what to avoid. You'll know who to trust and who to accept. You'll know when you're powerful and when you're weak, and you'll know what to do to increase either one. The thing is, would you follow that inner voice and that inner sign? To conclude the part of the man lecture, man is separate from mankind, who was an invention by the Lord God. The Lord God is a planetary ruler, as each planet has rulers, and this one went a little bit berserk because of things that happened, which we'd have to talk about, which is under the science called cosmology. It has nothing to do with the first cause called God, Creator. Please do not say that I said that. We're talking about advanced beings who from time to time see the planet and from time to time even interfere with the planet, and now they must move on. The creation that was here that went through all of this will be double rewarded, because the souls that choose to incarnate at this time, which we call children, and have incarnated for the last 40 years, the advanced triggers, now will be rewarded for what they came here and suffered greatly through to get the job done and to show again that the angels could return. Children are our key. That's why the state wants to run your children, disrupt your home, and do everything it can to stop that soul from awakening and being the mighty army that they were sent here to be. This is where we must talk to women and mothers. We must talk to the man, however, because in many cases it is the boy child that is the one that will carry forth the great ruler out of which his continence will come, that the angels will walk through and work through, and whose chamber will awaken just as the Sphinx and Pyramid is awakening. Let me just say this as I conclude the first part. They not only have found the same Sphinx on Mars, as Zulu also told you, but on the Moon, on Jupiter, and everywhere they go, the same Sphinx stares them back. The sons of God did not just come to the Earth. They are the masters of our solar system and our constellation. Just as in Star Wars there was wars, the good and bad, there was a war here on Earth. They hid that book from the Bible, The Wars of the Lords. They hear all of the things that would let you begin to understand that you were different from the other races of Earth, and Earth was your home, not theirs. But now that you can come into consciousness, you won't have to worry about getting out the street with AKs, going out the street and shooting them up. You can carry more power that will stop any bullets from being fired. You can cause earthquakes to happen or not. You can cause fire to actually come from the sky. I'm not trying to compliment you, because misused, it will burn you up too. It's just a simple way of understanding, as you're beginning to come into your own, certain conditions are necessary. First, if you cannot separate, then you must separate in the mind and spirit, so you do not vibrate with those who will be destroyed by this change. And next, if you don't believe in spaceships, that's good. But if you do believe in a new Jerusalem and in chariots of fire, it's the same thing. The angels of the Bible are the space people. That's all that they were. Advanced scientists, and some of them act pretty dumb, in fact. They also have weaknesses and strengths. But the good guys from Sirius are. Because of that, you have the annual enemy, the people from Orion and Lyra, still giving you the new metaphysical cosmic books, which still lie to you. But Earth will be a testing ground like you have not seen, and you will be alive to see it. So before you go crazy, understand you're going to see things in the sky, things on the earth and in the sea that will make everybody tremble. But understand, they will still serve you if you but know who you are. I say to this, sons of God, waken. Daughters of God, know who you are. Do not bring in seeds that are full of drugs and lower souls that are seeking to get into this time. And clear your own family's mind. You might be surprised that you have already entertained an angel unawares. Thank you. Again, there is no truth for you to decide what truth is. And again, you must understand that as you raise in consciousness, you may begin to learn better than I am teaching. As you raise in consciousness, you may even make contact with the angels if there is such a thing. But I'm simply saying the point is to try and do something into now. Do not sit and mark time no matter what your friends are doing. This is the time of changes. This is the time of rebalancing. And how many wake up and how many really come into full consciousness will determine what's going to happen here in the United States. If it keeps up without the spiritual people awakening, the United States is going to be devastated. There would be no justice if it was not. But again, how and where would depend a lot on how the sons of God awaken. We'll talk about the daughters of the Most High tomorrow. We have in our midst now on the streets of every major city in the world, in the schools of every major city in the world, in the hospitals of every major city in the world, in the legislatures of every major city in the world, and in the graves and tomb sites of every major city in the world, are children. Children are a very interesting phenomenon. Now, I normally, and I think I will do this, Bill, so the Hobbs & will have the entire lecture on thing. I will go through the general format, but then I'm very anxious to get into the heavier portion of what this means to us as a people and as a society now. I look at the word child, and it simply said a baby infant, boy or girl, son or daughter, descendant, person like a child, person, again, whose interests are childlike, and immature or childish presence. I looked at the word childish. It says, like a child, not suitable for a grown person, foolish, immature, infantile, babyish. I looked at the word childlike, like a child, innocent, frank, simple. And I looked up the word children. More than one child, many boys or girls. Children, by definition, have all all of the things that you can think about that has ever been written about them on record. The volumes of children and how to raise children and how to raise boys and girls to become children and how that infants being born have to be strong children. But certain things about a child's physique and certain things about a child also are interesting to note too. In the womb and at birth, the child's head is larger in proportion than the rest of its body. There's a reason for that. Nature, if you would collectively want to refer to the universal presence, found that in human and also in advanced children, the head contains the brain that they hope would kick into action and separate that soul from other souls of animals and other lesser forms. Therefore, it went to great lengths to develop the brain first, some of which, of course, never get around to using that first. The head, nevertheless, and the skull is big.
I just can't believe more people haven't claimed their financial pardon.
In the greatest financial act, and hard enough to try and protect that delicate apparatus that separates us from other life forms. Also, in that head are little openings, which we call sinuses. In many cases, due to the ignorance of the parents and the non-opening and non-development of the child itself, those openings have been clogged up. That is what is called sinusitis and sinus problems. Those openings are to be kept open, not clogged up. If you clog them up, you will lessen the vibrations of the soul that is in the body. With a child, again, also there are meridians or lines that run from the spine to the ear, to the hand, the palm of the hands, to the soles of the feet, and the top of the head. These little energy lines are like little wires. They're to be kept clear, unclogged, unfettered, so that the child can again develop quickly. For in nature's way, the child should be fully grown at 12 to 13 years old when puberty, and in the case of the female, when the menses set in the case of the male, when it kicks into the higher powers. Because of this backward retarding in society, they don't want that to happen, and it has succeeded in stopping puberty and the development of the brain. The body now is outstripping the brain in growth. That is a dangerous sign. But the body now is becoming that of the giants, especially with the sons of God. They will grow very tall, and the daughters of God will grow very tall. But unless the brain capacity and the neuron energies keep pace, you will have a giant, dumb beast capable of doing terrible things without the control of the brain. Also, some children, as you learn, do not follow Dr. Spock's pattern, do not follow the prescribed pediatric procedures and do things different. Some of the children can learn to walk in 10 months, some 18 and 19 months old before they walk, and they're crawling around sometimes at 26 months old. Some can say 4 to 5 words in the first year. Some can say 4 to 5 words in the fourth month. It changes. Some children stay extremely hungry during the first 6 months and take in with an appetite that is voracious. Others seemingly don't want to eat at all. Some children are born to drug and dope addicts and seem to be afflicted with drug habits at birth and continue on through showing all the signs of that, while others again seem to show pronounced genetic activity that makes them extremely psychic, and the mothers know. But the fathers also know, because the mother has been communicating on a psychic plane. The father, however, has also been communicating on a psychic plane, but sometimes because of this backward society, is not told the little signs that lets them know, especially if the soul is a male soul. Also, we will find that not only are the children going to be taller now, and you're going to see heights that begin to shock you, but they also have psychic powers that they're using, but they sometimes don't even realize they're using it. We're going to explain all of that. You will find when some children are around you, if you're a male when the male child is around you. If you're a female, when the female child is around you, you'll experience a strange buzzing in your right ear. And sometimes after they leave, you'll think a bee is around. You know, a bee can't be around in the dead of winter. They are there to unlock certain powers within you. And when they're beginning to unlock, it's like a set that comes on, but the picture or the sound is not clear. So you get a little buzzing and you whip at it. You'll see people doing this a lot. You watch, especially black people. And there'll be nothing around and people will say they're crazy. They are not crazy. They are finally awakening. That energy that I was in when the pioneer was working will sometimes let you see flashes before your eyes. You see things flash and you're not quite sure whether the TV set, are you going crazy, or is something happening to you. You are awakening. When you hear it on your left ear, clear it up. There's problems. You should hear it on your right ear first, and then it should entrain and go around your head. When you do that, you will find that you can begin to remember things that you thought you forgot. Sounds will begin to come in your ear, and I'm saying S-O-N-D-S, that you might not have heard since the 40s, 50s, or 60s, depending on how old you are. That's why certain stations now are carrying the oldies but goodies. They are to awaken you and help your soul to tune into the best of what it is. The powers are fighting for you. You must then designate what you want to hear and tune out. Are you with the station? Tune out what you don't want to hear. Tune what you do want to hear. You control your own set. So far, these children are not children at all. They were not put here for you to sacrifice, and this child didn't have to come here, so I will sacrifice my life for the child. Don't be a fool. The child is here because it is here to teach you, and you're here to teach it. You can both learn. You're not here to sacrifice. Your life is too precious. Both of you are supposed to understand it may be your worst enemy that is now born amongst you. And it may be your best friend. It may have been your husband or wife. It is not at all a new soul, because any soul coming in since 1985, really I would say 1980, is an old soul. They are here to fight, but in a way that you don't even understand. They are here to reawaken you, to help get guidance, and they all must be centered. Cannot leave those souls alone. They did not come here to be left alone. If you leave them alone, they will come into the material of the animal body, and they will fight and kill. They have done it before. They will do it again. If you guide them, they will not be abused by computers. They master computers. In fact, it kicks in their neuron centers faster. The sound that you hear on the air in rap, the rap is only the soul that is very angry, and it needs to be angry because it needs that strength of, again, the, the gland of fight and flight. Can't think of the gland right now I'm talking about. It needs that kind of a quickening and awakening. But it also needs a time for peace and quiet. And you will find once they go through that, they suddenly fall asleep, and they sleep very deeply because that is also to bring balance. Children now are, again, your best friends, your worst enemies, or people in between, but they've known you before and you've known them before. When you conceived, both male and female, it was not an active one, the way that you vibrated at the time of conception will bring forth the kind of soul that you called for at that time. If you were under drugs, the child will come through as a soul that could take that kind of vibration. If you were in love, the child will come through reflecting that manifestation because that was what called it forth and made it tune in. If you were raped or you hated, it will reflect that. But whatever you had in your seed and in your womb and in your ovum and in the sperm cell, that is what soul was called forth at that time. But mark my word, none of these children are weak. These children are strong beyond belief, and they can take things that you could not take. That's why they chose this time of birth. They can be very good. They can be very bad, but they are not weak. They are strong. They were here for the final countdown. How you feed that child, both in the womb and after it sits at your table, will also help to either mellow that soul and help it to turn its frequency upward, or devastate that soul and help it to turn its frequency downward. the battle for melanin-carrying children is on this planet. That's why you had the latter child murders. That's why you had the penis tips of the boys cut off, as they talk about in the melanin wars, to extract the best form of orchid secretion and melanin to help enhance for the soulless ones, again, their ability to fight off diseases and imbalances brought on by the frequency change of our planet. You must protect them. What are the rewards of sharing your life with a child? The child may help you to live longer or increase the quality of your life by giving you that blend that you need. You'll be able to tell because a nurturing child will, even when you chastise it, quickly try to get past that, get on your good side, and get on with the real things at hand. Whippings and spankings may help deter that child, but they will take those slaps as though you didn't give them. They are strong. But if you can combine that with the thought of love while you give it, they know right from wrong, and you will help that quality side of the soul to manifest before the other side is brought out. All children born with melanin are precocious. They learn faster, quicker, and can hold thoughts and memory longer than any child without melanin. And to the degree of that active melatonin is to the degree of the potential of that child. That's why the system wants to stomp out and hold back heavy melanin-laden children. They want to take away the right of teaching from the family so that the state can take those children, turn them into either a drone army to be tapped blandly or to a fighting army to attack the very forces that could stop them, or again for control. They know and fear the melanin-carrying child now being born. They have not only tabulated the amount of melanin, the frequency of the melatonin and vibration, where it secretes in the body, they have statistics on them, and I state to you, believe it or not, be very careful of your child when you turn it loose in a system that wants to hold back the coming God-man. Children are not a curse or a blessing. They are a reality that you have brought forth based on the vibrations of conception and the teachings in your home. Children, when not guided, when given permission to do any darn thing that they want to, will usually come out with the wrong side, because even though you don't guide them, the school, the radio, the TV, the books, and vibrations of broadcasting under brain control and mind control that are constantly coming across the radio and in these records will take over and do what you are not doing. They will look to you first, but they will look. Understand that most of the tapes that are being made now have subliminal suggestions already inculcated on the triple and quadruple tracking, so that when they buy a record, a compact disc, and that's why they want the disc back again, they're hearing one thing with the conscious mind and another thing with the subconscious mind. They're being controlled. Total Recall is not an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. It is a reality in America today. The Beatles, when they were using it to begin to get control of English-speaking Caucasian children, started that out with their track, and they had underlying in there a subliminal suggestion. And on the cover of the first Beatles manual, what do they call it, album, they had forth there a thing to go and call a long-distance international number. And they counted to see how many people would call from the United States this number to find out how many potential psychics there were here. They had something like 85 calls the first year of the album, 800 calls the second year of the album. But that was nothing. It meant that over here, we were pretty much asleep. In many cases, and I'm not saying this about all of the people who record, very few of the rap artists own the A&R or the company that produces their record. All they do is go there and give off the talent as they see it. The A&R man or person, the woman, then can subliminally track anything they want underlying the rap record, and the message may be good, but the results will be what the A&R man did, because the subconscious mind works on the fastest subtleties and never goes for the obvious. be very careful to what your child listens to, especially during the formative years. Tomorrow I'll tell you about what you can do while the child is in the womb. To the men, I simply say this. It is not how much time, although the mother would say to spend more time, it is not how much time you spend with that soul or child. It is the quality of that time that you spend with the soul or child. That child is psychic. When that child sleeps, you can do more to it than you can when it's awake because it has no defense in its sleep. If you're a good parent, it will not even reject you being in the room. New teaching methodologies, which I wish I could share with you in class, as I keep saying that again, can teach you to record your child's own voice and play it back to them when they're asleep, and a soul never rejects its own voice. Sleep learning is faster than the others do learning, and nowadays, just to keep your child alive in class becomes the priority, not learning. So you must learn at home. You must learn in enclaves. If it is your church enclave, fine. If it is your block club, if it is a family of elders like it used to be, everybody learns by the quality of the time spent, and so nowadays realize that quality. They do not look for a lot of superfluous time. They look for quality time, and if they don't get it from you, they will get it from someone else. The permissive generation under Caucasian society in the 60s, and again when they began to do the drugs and so, was wanted by the state, sanctioned by the state, and by those people under the different tribe symbols who want the New World Order to come over. To get the New World Order, you must control the young and make the young responsive to whoever is going to run that order. That's why they have the new teaching methodology. The teaching books now teach the child to reject what the family says, to question what the family says, and to come to the teacher for his real rightful answers. And they're putting those books throughout the school system. Under the new House bill under our present president, it will seek to abolish again the, what do you call it again, the I can't think right now, the groups that help now the principals, PTAs, no, it's a different one they call it now. I can't think of what they call it right now, seriously. But anyway, this will abolish the control of anything and put the power back into the hands of the principals who are appointed by the school superintendent, okay? And it means, again, that it will take the power of you questioning the curriculum, of you questioning the teachers, back away. They will overrule it, take their court, make a few examples, and everybody else will run and get away from it again. Children now are very psychic. If they are not doing drugs, they will spend time thinking. And then when they don't get the answers, they will fill it up with conversation. They will contact their peers and stay on the phone, but they will give you a time within that day when they will make an overture to you for your teaching, for your guidance. They also are very psychic in is that they can also feel what you think as well as hear what you say. Don't ever forget that. They also are still looking for guidance and love. You may think they are not. At one time they were. If you didn't give it, that's when you begin to lose them. Not false love, not buying of things, but quality love, teaching, helping to awaken them, and giving them the real energy that they want. Children are not children. They may have been your parents in another lifetime. Some of you may question that. It is your right to do so. That is the teaching of reincarnation, which once was taught very freely upon this earth. And I can give you references within the Holy Bible that refer to it again. Not in this lecture, though. They may have been your enemy. And because you have something to get straight, they are drawn to you to get it on and get it over with. They may have been your lover and came at this time to protect or help you. That's why you will find some bonding that you can't even understand there. I don't mean sexual molestation. I mean a bonding there that sometimes is frightening, where they seem to almost know what you're thinking. That's why you are their parents. Men, understand many of the boys that are now coming to you do not come to you for you to knock them around. Do not come to you to just talk about black history. Do not come to you to talk about white history. They want to just be in your vibes. And if you have something quality to say, they live on this. The pineal gland awakens on this. The higher consciousness come out on this. Just being in your presence with quality time. Not making do, but wanting the real vibration. That can be extended under times when other forces will have to use guns on them. They will remember that and should serve you or at least recognize who you are. It does mean one thing, you need to know who you are. In understanding the first part of tonight's lecture, the Sons of God, Time to Awaken, understand the second time, for the second part of tonight's lecture, the children coming in are the warriors, either mentally, spiritually, or physically. They are the ones that didn't need to incarnate for a very long time. They are the ones that were so strong in their manifestation of good or bad that it took this time for them to come back in. They were not coming here to be protected. They're coming here to learn and have the ability to express to someone that they feel can help them. They also can learn in their sleep. Please keep remembering this. Faster sometimes than they can learn in their awakening state. They also are very psychic. They also know things very much, and again, the state is going to fight you for them. Make no bones about it. They will. The children in 1994 will be the adults in the year 2000. Even if they're just born now, they will mature very, very fast, both physically and mentally with the new vibration. Why? Because they have not had a lot of time to clog up. They have not had a lot of time to get all of the shots that have held us back, all of the misteachings that we've had to unlearn. They're here seeking truth, and if they hear a lie, they know a lie just like that. Three lies and you've lost them. It takes you a year to regain what you told them in three lies. You cannot lie to these children. But if you start telling them the truth and don't treat them like children, treat them with love and treat them as advanced adults, they will mature like they're supposed to, very fast. When the physical body goes fast, the mental body is supposed to go five times as fast. Look at those developing young and now understand what you've messed up if you haven't tried to reach the mind, which is five times faster than the body. Did you see what I said? Look at those advanced, developed. At 12 and 13, looking like you didn't look until you were 20 and 25. And understand that the brain is five times ahead of that and see the opportunity you may be missing. Don't treat them like children. Treat them like adults. Don't give them false love. Give them the respect you want them to give you through the love. If you cannot find love for them, then at this time, begin to show at least a concern and a hope for them to begin to understand who they are. They are souls, some from distant planets, who had to come back at this time to finish out what we call karmic cycles. There are those that have been, say, your friend and enemy past, but they are all strong. They can take what you can, never underrate them, and never forget that they are psychic. And they tune in to that subtle part of you, even when you are not aware of it. You can't fake them. You've got to come out and give it to them like it is. That's why they chose this time. And that's why nature chose this time. And that's why the Almighty Creator chose this time for them to return. Let me say one other thing, and I'll conclude with the children's lecture. Astrology was not meant to be a guidepost for every action you take with your newborn or with yourself. It was to be only a guide, not an instruction manual, but a guide, showing you the different programs that your TV sets could bring on, and then you tune into what program you want. The stars do not impel you to do anything. I'm sorry, they do not compel you to do anything. They impel you in a direction that you already want to go. And that's why you choose to follow that particular star sign. Why am I saying this? By understanding when your child came in, you will get a general tendency as to its strengths and weaknesses. Advanced souls make astrology. They do not follow astrology. They can be as different from their sign, ascending, NATO or otherwise, as night and day. And understand also that because of the progression of the equinoxes, our signs are all 30 degrees anyway. I keep saying this because so many of us are choosing astrology now to escape to, saying, again, that child was born like this because under that sign, and that's my Gemini, and that's my... No, sir. These souls make or break astrology. They make or break stars. They are free souls in a free will zone, and they're here to express. The only thing you've got to do is to understand that they came from your vibrations. And somewhere along the line, those vibrations were enough to attract that soul, try to recapture what it was that first called them forth before it is too late. For those of you whose children have already seemingly crossed over the border, meaning by that not died, but died in soul and spirit, and you can't do anything with them, understand, if they sleep in your house, you can do everything with them if you only have wisdom. The very rap records that they think they hear can be utilized to put in a subtle meaning, which the brain will not reject because the subconscious mind cannot fight when the soul is out of the body. It will do anything that's on that particular tape, which I can show you how to make. Understand that your very presence in a room while that child sleeps will carry the vibrations over to the etheric body and help to soothe it, even if it's on drugs. There are certain essences, that's what incense and perfumes used to be about, now we don't even understand that anymore, that can calm a soul down and make the brain awaken so you can teach it better. There is no such thing as hopelessness for a person who has hope. There is only hopelessness for fools and ignorance who will follow the devastation of a soulless planet and a soulless caretaker of a planet that is now trying to awaken. You have power. You just don't know it, and don't expect your enemy to teach you. You've got to go within and follow the right teachers, or go within and follow the dictates of the Almighty, and you'd be surprised what you can learn when you are drug-free and calm and home in your own peaceful place. If your home is not peaceful, do the things to make it peaceful. Say the things that the other man wants to hear if necessary, and placate that house, or separate and let each soul go free so each one can express itself and not be held back. There is a real enemy outside the home. Don't bring one in the home. And understand again, that child may be the moderator between you and your spouse. That child, if really raised correctly, may be the balancer between you and your spouse. The home can be as happy as you want it, even with unemployment and in spite of the New World Order. But you have to learn the real power of psyche and subliminal and out of the body and spiritual things, not religious things, spiritual things that have all the power in the universe that will bring you all of those things you think you can't get just by the very vibrations within it. Your child may be your blessing or your curse, not because of what the state does, but because of what you do or don't do. Once again, I thank you. For a brief time, or if it's possible, for Q&A's here, and please understand this, I do not bring with me, or our group does not distribute products that are bad knowingly. We have one man who does our research, and that's all we pay him to do, is to research new products. Thank you. To research, thank you very much, to research new products, and as as these things may change, because you see, some of the good chemists, the good researchers, are leaving corporations. They see bad things happen as government and conglomerate takeovers come, and they won't work for them. So when we see a product line changing, we change the product. That's all. We try to keep our prices down and yet make some profit. Understand the profit is reflected in the prices. The BioGuard Plus is an antioxidant enzyme. You take this in the morning on an empty stomach or at night, at least 2 hours after you take food. You do not take this product when something is in your stomach being digested you try to take it on an empty stomach. Other than that, it will simply help to break up the food. If you take it with no food or little food in the stomach, it will become a scavenger of free radicals. All I can tell you about that is those are the things that happen as you go about your daily life. Those are the things that make you age and show your age. Those are the things that bring on diseases. Those are the things that stop your cells from vibrating at their fullest. These things search out those free radicals, either engulf them or set them up so the certain things in the blood can take them away. This is all that this is. It is an antioxidant enzyme, a free radical scavenger, taken on an empty stomach in the morning or at night. Genesis 1000, as some of you know about a Rubik's 7. We used to have a Rubik's 7. We found that the government took over a Rubik's 7, and we find that all of they use dismutase, amylase, are the three things that they use. The only thing now that's good is the SOD, the superoxide dismutase. Everything else, it cannot live up to what it says. So far as we know, this product does. It uses all three. And consequently, this is something you should carry around with you. I feel it all the time. It kills off anaerobic bacteria wherever they are and whatever liquid you put them into. Anaerobic bacteria are the things that harm you. And you're going to hear some comments that are going to be way out. You're going to hear some suggestions that may be way out. Having talked with some of you individually, what I used to consider way out now is commonplace, because many of you are already dealing with the thoughts of aliens and interfacings here and all kinds of genetic spikings. So although at one time this vector was phenomenal, I think now it's just run of the mill. It's just something else that would be good to have in your arsenal to oppose or to understand that either threatens you or that continues to work with you. I make no bones about the contents. I simply say it's as I research it and I give it to you in the same way. We're going to start off with the woman lecture, and that's because women want everything anyway, right? Yeah. How many say women want everything? Don't you even do it? I didn't want to see it, man. He's trying to raise the hand. I saw you. Let's just say that probably some of the most interesting products and subjects on this planet are women. Is that a terrible way to address the female gender? But you are, if you are female, simply because females, I think, are the worst critics of other females on Earth. They would tear a man apart, but they don't give some reason for why that woman made him like that or the lack of a woman made him like that. But when it comes to interacting with each other, it can get to be terrible. Hopefully some of that is changing, but as you will see tonight, there are some times when you do, if you're female, align with each other. You do come together as one in the face of some things that men might say or do. O.J. Simpson excluded. What I'm going to say is simply this. The time we're living in is a time when knowledge and hopefully wisdom will be manifest. Without true understanding, it's impossible to manifest complete wisdom, because it'll be somewhere there a lack of knowledge. I let the chips fall where they may. I did some research, and in the dictionary, it stated that woman was an adult female human being. I don't think we've got any problem with that at all. Is anyone a problem with that definition? I put again the piece at the start. It says that womanhood was a time or condition of being a woman. Well, that makes sense to me. I don't think it's a big deal there either. We have an interesting interface with this one, because it said that girl was a female child or a young unmarried woman. Or at one time that the word girl meant young boy. That one kind of grabbed me. I had to do some other references. You know, when you get to your third given definition for whatever the original was, I said, that's interesting. It's going to become even more interesting as we move on. I look biblically because I find many people feel that they understand the Bible and feel that whatever is in the Bible is adequate and true. And so consequently, it's stated there that the rib from Adam was created to give man a helpmeet, which was referred to as woman.
created from Alan Greer to be a help me to men. I didn't know if that meant help me to bills or if it meant help me somebody at the train station or what, but it did say help me, and I'm sure you have a better interpretation of that than I, but in my ignorance, I questioned what that was. With all of that around, I then began to look even deeper into the phenomenal set of cells and set of personality and spirit that is a female. And I found this, which I know all of you will agree to, that woman is indeed, bless her heart, the weaker sex. That woman is in general, again, a prime example of what womb man can be. And that, of course, men are obviously much smarter than women, but because of the brain structure, but we still try to be compatible. Do you have any problems with any of those last three statements? A lot of problems. Why did I think that some women may have that problem? Are there any men with any problems with what I just said? One man. Well, you don't copy it as one man with the problem. All the rest of the men did not raise their hands, all right? I used to say that because he wants to buy his tapes. That's all. I know what it is. Well, I think I can give you proof, even though I said that it may be an exaggeration, but if you can back up an exaggeration, it may become a truth. So let's see if I can back that up. I want you to listen carefully now before you pass judgment, because I'm now going to show you why I said that. Think you may even agree with me in the end. Maybe not. Throughout the world, there are more widows than widowers. There are more women, 100 and over, than there are men, 100 and over. The female body, on a worldwide racial consideration, retains the characteristics of youth longer than males do. Less, or at least fewer women, have hardening of the arteries. Most women, again, have a tendency to adjust blood pressure a little bit quicker than men and faster, if you would, and that the incidence of ulcers is much lighter in women than in men. Let me say, however, that's changing as women are beginning to develop ulcers, and I can't understand why, on a per capita ratio by state in the United States, up to 60% as fast as men. There's more heart failure and apoplexy in men than there is in women. And when it comes to retaining breath and using oxygen, women are much less easy to suffocate and to retain that ability longer than men. Women can endure cold weather on a general basis better than men. And at higher altitudes where there's 18% less oxygen, and of course they don't know about our oxygen products, women survive much better. Women who live in the Andes Mountains, of course all women must live in the Andes Mountains, can carry heavier loads than men because the oxygen capacity being stronger, the muscle texture and tenure is better. Just as I'm going about halfway through this, I guess you can begin to see how I'm supportive of my original premise and statement. You do see how I'm backing this up, right? How many agree that I'm backing it up? No. Well, I think I'm doing a good job of backing this up. Let me go on. Maybe I haven't said enough. Let's just let me go on with this a bit. The female brain not only has a finer texture and has a more complex organization than that of the man, but relative to overall body weight, it is one quarter heavier. Like that, but there are fewer females, well, that's not true, baby miscarriages than there are boy or male baby miscarriages. Let me repeat that, because that's a statistic that don't have all the percentiles on, but it is a fact. Fewer women, I mean a term, have a loss of a child. Again, to whatever the miscarriage reason again, that is a child, girl child, that is a boy child. They carry more girls to term successfully than boy babies to term. During childhood, the female is mentally superior to males. The female also has a larger thyroid gland, which has three lobes to the male's two-lobe gland. You must remember that because it's going to have a very important bearing when we really get heavy here. Now, also, as I promised you, there would be three glands, secret glands of females. That is one that has been misquoted or not properly given its place, is the three-lobed female thyroid gland versus the two-lobed male thyroid gland. The girl of seven, because of high, rich thyroid hormones, again, thyroxin, has a brain capacity that a boy does not get until he's nearly 14. That is double the age. A brain capacity that a boy child does not get until past puberty at 14. Strong mental and physical women conceive girl babies almost all of the time. And in fact, I would say almost, as we will see, that 99% of all original zygotes are female when formed. Now, with all of that, and of course, I have proven without a shadow of a doubt all of the things that I stated and stressed at the beginning, right? Right. And as a man, it makes me feel much better to say that I have backed that up, even if I haven't. The whole point is that the ladies, the women, seem to have a lot on the male body and the male brain up until a certain thing begins to happen. Then most of the things that I have talked about begin to reverse, and the problem starts with the word men. The word is menstruation. Menstruation. I didn't say menstruation. I said menstruation or the menses. I will refer to it from this point on as the menses. Menstruating women lose calcium, thyroxin, iodine, phosphorus, vitamin E, vitamin B1, 6, 12, 15, B2, magnesium, manganese, iron, copper, zinc. And some of this loss starts 2 weeks before the menses actually starts in what is called leukorrhea. Now, just to say that may not make a lot of impact. It should. In case it doesn't, let me just explain a couple of those things that I mentioned. Calcium, for instance, not only in teeth and so, but stabilizes the nervous system throughout the body. Without calcium, the nervous system cannot function correctly. Phosphorus is found in all healthy, normal cells. Iodine, the lack of which, or overabundance of which, leads into what we call gigantism, or even though it's not the master gland, it affects almost every gland from the throat down and a few from the throat up again. The growth and maintenance of the body through the growth and maintenance of the thyroid gland is a must. And, interesting enough, the thyroid gland tends to swell during menstruation. There's a reason for that. Science has also gone so far as to prove that the birth of congenital idiots increases as the iodine supply decreases, and a type of sea iodine, like that from dulse and kelp, and these kind of sea plants, and algae and lichen family, decrease. In this case, we've all been blessed because now when it rains, it pours. We all can go out by iodine salt. But understand, in many cases, iodine salt is from a land-based consumption, and land plants are not as rich in chlorophyll, and therefore their mineral value does not have as much energy in them as does a sea vegetative. Now, we accept this concept of menstruation as being a thing that is done for the health of a woman. It is decreed by nature since one is born female, and that's all it has to do with it. Let me state that that is not exactly the case. There are women throughout the world, even now, who do not menstruate, never did menstruate, and in the sense of a tribe or nation, have the profundity and fertility in generally to not menstruate. Most Hindu women do not menstruate. One of the last ones that was very much acclaimed and of offer no need for such was Indira Gandhi. Most ancient African women did not menstruate. Malchus of the ancient Greek and Sappho of the ancient Greek and the oracles of the Delphi, who were all Grecian women that were replaced in half by men, keep that in mind. Prophets, if you would, people who could look into the future and guide Grecian society, did not menstruate. Hypatia being just one of them again, Corina being another. The Amazon women, the Teutonic women, the female Gallic women, and the West African Watitas, the West African Bosumans, the Andambis of the Congo, none of those women believed in menstruation, nor did their bodies mince or go through a menses. Why is it then that they become the exception? They also grow stronger, taller, have more psychic ability, and more ability to bring in new births successfully without a lot of drugs, and even in some cases, even herbals. They're stronger, and they do not menstruate. Obviously, again, if they brought in births, how is that possible since they did not undergo menstruation? We find that there has been a lot of misinterpretation from some so-called holy sacred books and possibly a lot of purposeful, well, how can I put it, changings of what was taught at one time by the phylum and gender called men, heading up organizations such as churches and medical societies for certain purposes. Maybe that's a challenge that I should throw off. Maybe that's something that you won't accept. Let us continue to look into this whole idea again. Women have been told, and they have traced it back to biblical interpretation by many prophets, priests, ministers, and reverends, that it is unclean issue that was necessary and that women should be ostracized from a society or tribe during the menses, and it was a sign of her uncleanliness. We've also been told that it is the breakdown of the uterine walls, and endometriosis being when the uterine walls is very affected, but the breaking down of the egg before it is fertilized. Consequently, this is why the issue is necessary. I state none of those things may be true. But I can state anything. It's not enough that I state it. It's the best that we begin to look even more and more into this whole subject matter, if you would. With the advent of monogamy, and in many cases, the ancients were a very poly system group. The church needed people to hold on to. It wanted a whole family because not only then did the church become stronger in number, but also the tithing and the support was probably more ingrained. They also proffered this idea that a woman should be separated from the tribe or nation during this time and that this was something to be frowned upon, and was something that showed that woman was therefore less than man. I state that it's not a cleansing process at all, and that only is it partially the deterioration of the female egg unfertilized. Not only do women undergo the menses, but there is a subject, and I hope again that you're adult enough to let me deal with these tonight. We're going to have a lot of fun here tonight, and you'll be able to, to discuss with me later on all that you would like. There is something called, on the streets, again, the whites, scientifically called leucorrhea. Leucorrhea, or the whites, is a catarrhal condition of the womb and an inflammation of the uterine lining. One of the endometriosis starts there, too. And I state it's one of the reasons that causes menstruation. During this phase, leucorrhea, not menstruation, women suffer sometimes for 2 to 3 weeks prior to the start of the menses, which will continue sometimes for 2 weeks, and usually at the least 3 days. This means that the female is subject to a constant loss of very interesting blood plasma and fluids. Let me explain to some of you who think that it is smart to laugh at leucorrhea and feel that it is not something that is detrimental. Let me tell you what's in some of the leucorrhic fluid. Prior to the menses or after the menses. The fluids lost in the career are composed of important vital substances such as lipoids, alkali lactase, natural sodium, potassium, sodium carbonate, calcium, and brain and nerve foods, highly rich in lecithin and phosphatidylcholines. The mucous corpuscles, again, present in the chorea, are in reality not mucous corpuscles at all. They are what we call hemoglobin capable, simply meaning they are on their way to becoming red blood corpuscles capable of carrying oxygen, which if you've been to any of these two lectures at all, I tell you, you don't get enough oxygen ever. It's almost impossible on this planet to get enough oxygen faced with the stress and hydrocarbons and radiation that we are. So all of these are potentially human blood cells, red hemoglobin capable, oxygenating, that is being lost before they can even be formed. And then the menses. Any wonder that anyone, and since this is now the main of these female, wouldn't be irritable, in fact, dizzy, possibly anemic, and grow old until the signs are old with gray hairs, wrinkled skin, and so even faster if you're losing this 4 to 5 weeks out of a 30 to 31 day period. As some women honestly do go through that. I hope you don't know any of them, and I hope you're not one, because they are a heck to be around if that's the case. And what can you expect? The person is actually using hemoglobin on a regular basis, and before the cells can even be made, they're losing this. I say this is not a natural condition, and it is not my big ego that states this. I have done research on those who have not done research, and in the little bit of research that I have done, I have to agree with what these adult doctors and medicine people have reached the term to understand. In addition, it is proposed that if a female could stop these things, both the chorea and the menses, for no more than at least 24 hours, and that after that is much too much, that a female could have the capability of producing and bearing a child through term without a male being around. There is, in history, if you do the research, you can, a theory called the Ovis theory. It's spelled O-V-I-S-T. It's pronounced A-H-V-I-S-T. The Ovis theory, I state, was proven by a professor, Jacques Loewen, of Stanford University back in the 50s, 1953 through 5. The Ovis theory states that the embryo develops from the egg alone and does not require spermatozoa in order to begin the promulgation of mitosis. In other words, a woman can impregnate herself and bring to term without a male being around, producing the male spermatozoa. The prevailing medical theory now is called epigenesis, and therefore I state through these other researchers that epigenesis is not proven necessary. And yet it is what everybody now in this heterogeneous makeup in the United States pretty much believes in. Also, however, this begins to propose some other proponents, which even if you might accept those, may not accept the latter one. It means that the female, if we're going to go by RNA DNA factor, was probably formed before the male. You cannot get a man from a man. You cannot get a woman from a man. But you can get a man from a woman, and you can get a woman from a woman. This is what I propose the old church has had to change, had to delete from the books that talked about it, and had to delete from the book that you referred to as the Bible. Well, you see, males cannot reproduce themselves, and without females, the species phylum of man on Earth as we understand it would not be in existence. And there was a time when that species was threatened. Okay. Now we get to the light stuff, or should I say, the heavier what is called the modern acceptance of the theory of epigenesis. That was started in 1864, for those of you taking notes. I'm sorry, 1854, for those of you taking notes. That means that the zygote and uterine development by union of sperm and egg is what Bishop's theory was. His theory has been accepted. It is only a theory. For centuries, people had believed in, and some people still do believe in, what is called parthenogenesis. Parthenogenesis. And the ancient Parthenon in Greece was a product of a culture that believed in parthenogenesis, having been given to them by some ancients called Akkadians and Etruvians, who believed in the parthenogenic receptor of the human egg, and that female was only one of the regenerators of that, and that when man fell, then the thought of epigenesis even occurred. Before that time, it was understood that complete cyclic birth for a God-man had to be parthenogenic. That was their belief.
So I want to dedicate this song to all of the mothers and all of the fathers who stand by those mothers, all of the fathers who will be standing by those mothers after today. Yeah, and I want to turn the light down for me. Turn the light down. Yeah, okay. I'd like to also dedicate this to my son. His name is Seven, and he's my inspiration, and I want to say peace and love to everybody that came out to support me. I want to say one love to my sister Macy Gray, one love to my sister Lauren Hill, one love to my sister Mary J. Blige, one love to my sister Lil' Kim, one love to my little sister Foxy Brown, one love to all of my little sisters out there trying to make it in this world, one love to my sister over here, Sister Kim, that was jamming with us the other night, Black Eyed Peas show. Hey, I'd like to say one love to my sister Yazra, one love to my sister Ndambi, one love to my sister China, one love to my whole band up here, y'all. One love to my brothers, to my brother Common Sense, to my brother Dre, to my brother Big Boy, to my brother Amir Thompson, Questlove, Q-Tip, JD, Jay-Z. All my brothers, I'm naming everybody. Everybody I did name you in my heart, and I love y'all, and I thank y'all. And meditate with me for 1 minute, please.
Yeah, yo, yeah, yo, yeah, yo, yeah, yo, help me. Morning sun. my breath.
I want my freedom.